1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by a grand opening coming soon for your new favorite theater, Movie Tavern in Brookfield Square. Marcus Theater, because movies never tasted so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. A guy with an international phone plan, Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning, fellas.
Where are you? Where are you?
Small place down south.
Yeah, you're
south of the border.
South
of San Lucas.
Yeah, down in Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, doing a little fishing. Living the life.
Talking with you now is like, where in the world is Santana Dodson, not Carmen Sandiego? Last week, you're in New York for some high-level NFL meetings, correct?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was in D.C.
All right, so you're in D.C. This week, you're in Mexico, and the sound quality of your phone is spectacular as opposed to when you're in the country. Last week,
isn't
our connection.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably got a lot of CIA microwaves coming out of
probably DC. The problem last week was I was on this, high up. I think we're on like the 12th or 14th floor or something like that.
Yeah.
So maybe that was the issue. Maybe I was too high up.
So did you just go down to Mexico to do a little fishing?
Yeah. I just went down here, with some family and friends, just a quick little getaway.
So have you been out fishing?
You're down there for Mexican Independence Day.
You are exactly right. Now, see, and I don't know the difference, so somebody has to educate me, because it was a big fiesta party yesterday, and I'm thinking, why is that supposed to happen with, like, Cinco de Mayo? Why was it yesterday?
No, Cinco de Mayo is just something made up for America.
It's something to sell beer in America.
It was
Mexican victory in a battle against the French.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the French.
Yeah, right. Cinco de Mayo, nothing really to do with Mexican independence.
So, yeah.
I needed a historian to educate me.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
And now you know.
So have you caught anything while you're fishing down there?
Yeah. We caught a bunch. We went out yesterday and caught a bunch of mahi-mahi, so we brought them in. Of course, the deckhand, they filleted them, so we're going to have them for lunch today.
Okay, not too much fish. You know that you should only have fish once a week, right?
When did that happen? I thought fish was good as much as you could eat of.
No, when they started dumping mercury into the ocean. It's all the mercury.
Yeah, mercury, old tires, plastics, things like that. Whatever they eat, you're eating. Okay, so once a week.
Golly, now I'm going to have to stick with the chicken.
Well, be careful with the chicken.
Well, but that's in this country. They didn't say anything about Mexico.
I'm just saying, be careful with the chicken, too, because we have we have a salmonella outbreak in 49 states here with chicken.
Really? Centers for Disease Control. You should have checked with us. Check with us before you hit anything on the menu.
It's like we have no good news for Santana this morning, but we do have good news. The Packers won on Sunday.
Did you even have time to watch the game?
2-0 with a bullet. I saw a few highlights. I like what I saw, though, definitely.
Yeah. Well, getting out of the, box right away, they drove for 21 points
right away. First three possessions just rocked down the field.
Wow, this is crazy. They're gonna have a 42 point half.
Yeah, I thought we're gonna put 84 points on the board yesterday. It was just that easy against the Viking defense.
And then
the Vikings usually have a real stingy defense, right?
Yeah, Packer defense did great. The Vikings weren't doing anything either way on the ball. In the second quarter, things sort of settled down.
They started chipping
away.
Scoring.
Vikings scored 16, and then after that, it wasn't much of anything.
Well, they wanted more, but it was just picked off by Kevin King in the end zone late in the game.
Second half was like all defense.
I definitely like what I'm seeing and watching. And we had a 100-yard rusher again with Aaron Jones.
Yep.
So, I'm liking what I'm seeing. They're complimenting the quarterback position, so playing good, stingy defense. So, are we doing outstanding? Or as far as the top teams in the NFL, we're close, but we're not quite there yet. But it's early in the year, so with that being said, I definitely like the uptrend.
Well, you really don't even know who the top teams in the NFL are yet, right? We're only in the second week. I mean, it's got to kind of sort itself out. I mean, the Bears could go 1-15. The Vikings could go 6-9 for the season, and you go, well, yeah, you should have beat them. They're not very good this year, but that But still, they're division games and they're big games.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week league, you know. That being said, those are two teams that closed the gap the last couple of seasons and we've had a hard time with. So to start the season out with a new coach and putting new systems in place and going out against those two chumps, it was good to get wins and be 2-0 against the Vikings and the Bears.
Well, Denver comes to Green Bay next week now, and they're 0-2, and they just don't look very good. I mean, the Bears beat them in the last seconds yesterday with a late field goal with 1 second left.
They came back and drove on the Bears. But they were ahead for a moment.
Joe Flacco's their quarterback. They're just not very powerful or potent offensively. How do you guard against a letdown in week three?
Exactly. You don't look at the records, and you make sure it's not a trap team. You make sure that you're getting better. The things you have to work on, you know, as a professional athlete, you enjoy that victory or you enjoy beating the Vikings for about 24 hours, and then you get ready for the next week. So whoever that opponent is, you're really making sure that you're doing the things not to fall in a foothold or a trap and turn it into a game.
Well, starting the season by beating the Bears and the Vikings, 1-2, being 2-0 like that.
In the division, yeah.
Yeah, that's worth enjoying.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, we hadn't been there in a while, so we should just enjoy it as a fan and be excited.
Well, it's one more win than we had in the division all of last year already.
Right.
And exactly. It's the first time since 2015 the Packers have gotten off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah.
So
I like it. I definitely like what I'm seeing.
You know, halftime yesterday was a big salute to Bart Starr, who passed away in the off season. Now, I don't know how much time you spent with Bart between the Lombardi and just your time in Green Bay, where you crossed paths. How often did you see him?
I used to see Bart and Sherry, his wife, all the time, particularly after I retired. The best thing I could say, the best way I could describe Bart Starr, was an ambassador for the Packer organization. And not just the organization, but also the community itself. We did a lot together with the Vince Lombardi charity organization in the Milwaukee area. And just a great person, a great mind, a great individual to be with. He was excited for us because, you know, it had been so long since the Packers had done anything in the playoffs, like a 20, 30-year span, since Super Bowl I and II, and he was like a kid on Christmas, just seeing them in the locker room, seeing them after the games when we were playing up there in Lambeau. It's just a great family to be around.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a nice halftime tribute yesterday. I mean, like you said, Cherry was there and Bart was there. It's junior. So
his number was already up in the Ring of Fame. It was just to kind of have her out and present her with a helmet.
Sure, yeah, to acknowledge what she say, 63 years their association with the Packers goes back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
63 years, right.
Yeah, so you got a little ways to go yet there, champ.
I got some time.
Hey, when you were playing, did you ever go golfing with Mike Holmgren?
I don't think Big Mike ever invited me golfing.
Never invited you golfing?
Because no.
Because Rock did a thing with Jerry Kramer last week. Rock, you got this?
Yeah. Jerry told me a story about golfing with Vince Lombardi. It was Jerry, Taylor, and Horning, and Coach Lombardi, and Jerry drew the short straw and got to share a cart with Vince Lombardi, and he was...
Now, for most people, sharing a golf cart with Vince Lombardi would be a dream come true, yeah. Don't you think, Santana?
I would think so.
I think you could get a ton of money for a charity.
Right.
His players are already full of him.
Yeah, but yeah. For Jerry, he was talking about how Coach was...
All out of mulligan.
Right. How he was yelling at him to find his ball when he hit it off into the...
Now, what was this? This was a golf tournament they were riding together?
I think it was just that they went out golfing on an off day, you know, and... Yeah, Coach...
Jerry Shanks went off into the woods.
And Coach is yelling at him to find his ball and hurry up and find that ball, mister! Quit screwing around!
How hard do you think poor Jerry was hunting for that ball, nose to the ground?
Well, he's going to find that ball, you know?
Nice relaxing day on the course.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I don't think I've ever met, and I've met some great storytellers, but I don't think I've ever met a better storyteller than Jerry Kramer. So if you get the opportunity, just have a cup of tea or coffee with Jerry. He's a great storyteller.
He has a fantastic story for every question you ask him. You could ask him about anything, and he comes back with an awesome story.
Quite a library of people to draw from, though.
He does, yeah. I mean, you get him into Ray Nitschke and some of those stories, and you know, the driving the bus, Jim Taylor story.
He's still getting around. You know, those guys from Super Bowl I and II, they've got to be early 80s, mid 80s.
Yeah,
yeah. They're getting up there in age. We're running out of them, too, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, with Bart's passing, you know, we're getting the numbers getting smaller and smaller all the time. But you're right. Jerry tells a great story yet because he draws a great picture. I can't believe he hasn't written more books just about these stories. Because he's written books. I can't believe nobody said
Jerry. About like three of them.
Best selling.
Yeah, I can't believe somebody hasn't said, Jerry, you should really write just another book of all your stories and get them out there.
Every time we do an event together, I'm buying him a steak, which he lets me buy, of course. And, you know, he starts telling the stories. And, you know, I love one that he always tells about just, you know, you look at the Lambeau Field, what it looks like, the stadium, how it is now, and, you know, then he'll start telling stories of, you know, guys smoking cigarettes at halftime, it'd be 20 degrees below, and you'd have to go get your own parka, and it blew off the bench, of course, and it's just sitting in the corner of Lambeau Field, but everybody's racing to grab a parka and put it on top of themselves so they don't freeze to death.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? If I ever get a chance to buy Jerry Kramer a steak, I'm going to do it too, Santana.
That's right.
Better park down the end of his driveway.
Or you could bring
on the bill, right?
Or you could bring him some of your mahi-mahi that you're catching down there in Mexico.
Jerry.
Evidently, you can only eat it once a week.
Well, just bring him.
Yeah, yeah, you're kind of talking out of both sides of your mahi-mahi over there.
Just bring him one serving, that's all.
Right. Don't hate my mahi-mahi.
All right, Santana, enjoy the rest of your time in Mexico. We'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, fellas, y'all have a great week. Peace.
Santana Dodson.